on your radio, the all-new Seeker app, and your smart speaker.
Play CHFI.
Dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go.
CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix and the most music at work. This is the John Tesh Radio Show. Making you better at everything you do. Thanks for tuning in to the John Tesh Radio Show. I am your grateful host. And which do you think is better if you want to motivate yourself to move more and get more activity into every day? Using a fitness tracker or writing your exercise in a journal? It's a bit of a trick question because it turns out doing both together is the key to moving more. Now, this is according to a study in the journal PLOS Medicine. Researchers monitored the exercise habits of study subjects for 4 years. They found that people who wore a fitness tracker and kept an exercise diary were not only more likely to stick with an exercise routine, they ended up increasing the amount of exercise they got. The reason using that combination works? Tess Harris is professor of primary care research who led the study. Now, she tells us, it's the combination of seeing how much activity you're doing on the tracker and also reflecting on your fitness goals when you write in a journal. Because when you see what you've done and take a minute to think about whether or not you've achieved your daily goals, it makes it more meaningful. And that makes it more likely that you'll strive to reach those goals consistently. Got it?
It's intelligence for your life.
And coming up from our Success 101 files, I have two words that will absolutely impress a potential employer that come from the Harvard program on negotiation. So these two words can significantly increase your odds of getting hired. I'll share them with you next.
John Tesh Radio Show.
And Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix. It's the John Tesh Radio Show. More intel now from our Success 101 files. Here we go with a few things to say to impress a potential employer. Ready? Start with this. Use the word appreciate. Don't forget to use this word, as in, I appreciate you taking the time to meet with me. Or this one, I appreciate you reviewing my resume. According to William Ury, who co-founded the Harvard program on negotiation, we've heard from him before, just using the word appreciate, it helps persuade people to do what you want them to do 80% of the time. And the reason it works is simple. We all want to feel appreciated. The next thing to say to win over a potential employer, I understand. As in, I understand budgets are tight, or I understand you're seeing a lot of applicants. When you follow that with specific examples of why you're worth the money or worthy of the job, you increase your odds of getting what you want by a full 30 to 35%. I understand works because it's an expression of empathy. It shows you care about others and you're a team player. I understand and I appreciate it.
Online at intelligenceforyourlife.com.
And coming up, we'll share the latest sleep research from Dr. Shelby Harris from the sleep program at Montefiore Medical Center in New York. She'll tell us exactly what we should be doing 90 minutes before bed to help us fall asleep faster and stay asleep.
It's time I let you go. I made the mistake of writing your name on my heart. 'Cause you cut the show. But it was too late. You left me stained, called it art. Do you crave control? I've been your doll that you poked for fun too long. So you should go. Don't look back, I won't come back. Can't do that no more. Go get your praise from someone else. You did a number on my head. My world is brighter by itself. And I can do better, do better. You and I were swaying on the ropes. I found my footing on my own. For me, okay, I'm good as gold. And I can do better, do better. Hello, 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 hello. There ain't no love around here. I loved you once, but it made me dumb. Now I'm seeing it way too clear. You hurt me numb, and for that I've run out of time to have pain to feel. I've been your game, just taking the blame too long. Yet I'm out of here. Don't look back, I won't come back, can't do that no more. Go get your praise from someone else. You did a number on my head. And I can do better, do better. You and I were swaying on the ropes. I found my footing on my own. I'm okay, I'm good as gold. And I can do better alone. Don't you know that you're bad for me? I gotta trust my lonely. Don't you know that you're someone else. You did a number on my head. My world is brighter by itself. And I can do better, do better. You and I were swaying on the ropes. I found my footing on my own. I'm me, okay, I'm good as gold. And I can do better, do better. Don't you know that you're bad for me? I gotta trust my lonely.
Win your share of $50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Yeah.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI. All right, intelligent sleepy people, here we go. If you need some help falling asleep, this is your new plan. It's incredibly simple. You're going to say, oh my gosh, that's so simple. But it works and we have proof. Here it is. Take a hot shower or a bath 90 minutes before bed every night. This is according to Dr. Shelby Harris. Now, Shelby is director of behavioral sleep medicine at New York's Montefiore Medical Center. She says several recent studies have shown that showering at night is really the most consistently effective way to induce sleep every night. Because ever since our ancestors lived in caves, our sleep cycle has been controlled by subtle changes in our body temperature. And generally speaking, our temperature tends to rise in the morning before we wake up and then fall again at night when it's time to go to bed. And as our body cools down, it signals our brain to release hormones that make us sleepy. But a hot shower can help speed up the process. Dr. Harris says it's because spending 20 minutes under hot water is going to temporarily raise your body temperature again. And then afterward, your body will quickly cool down. So the research shows this rapid cooling down thing, it's going to override your circadian rhythm in a way that's almost guaranteed to just trigger sleep, knock you out. There is one catch. There's always a catch. Dr. Harris says, in order for hot showers to be effective, you got to take them about 90 minutes before you go to bed, because that's about how much time your body needs to cool and switch into sleep mode. If you shower any earlier, you're going to still be too active to allow the effective cooling. Got it?
Intelligence for your life.
You're beautiful, more beautiful than the first day we met. It's magical, and I love you more each day with every breath. When I look at you, I can see forever in your eyes. When I fell for you, you caught me like I was a falling star. And you know it's true, I wanna be with you no matter where you are. I already knew that we were always meant to be. You're a superwoman in so many ways. Powerful, you're a vision of what perfect is to me. And you do it all with a smile upon your face. Yeah. And I promise you, I'll never ever make you cry. And tell the truth, we'll never ever speak one lie. Comes naturally to me. I don't even have to try. It flows effortlessly. I knew right when I saw you that we were meant to be, baby. You're everything to me.
Loving you is just like a sweet melody. It comes to me so naturally. It's easier than 1, 2, 3.
CHFI, Toronto's Perfect Music Mix. I'm John Tesh, and thank you for listening tonight. So here's the only good side, Gib, to being angry. It comes from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Anger can actually motivate you to reach your goals. Here's how it works. The social psychologists found that when study subjects were made to feel angry, their ability to reach a goal was significantly higher. This is in the testing. In the research, The goal was to get a high score in a video game. But the same applies with our other goals. And weirdly enough, anger made more challenging goals easier to achieve. The experts say that while anger is still an emotion we should try to avoid, it can be motivating and push people to work harder. What do you think?
Look, think about it in the gym. If you miss a set, if you're lifting weights.
You talk to yourself.
I talk to myself. I get mad about it. If I'm supposed to do 12 reps of something and I only get to 10, when I drop the weight, I get very frustrated that I couldn't make it to 12. And the next round, I'm so much more likely to make it because I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at the situation.
Do you talk to yourself?
I talk to myself. I get angry. I make the facial expressions if someone's angry. Look, anger in general, you want to avoid the things that are going to trigger you to be angry. But if you are trying to accomplish goals and you have a setback, being angry about the setback, not directed at a person and not festering on it, but using the anger to motivate you to work harder is absolutely appropriate.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's the right kind of anger, it can motivate you to reach your goals. That's the bottom line.
$50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash. Yeah.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
You packed your last two bags. The taxi's round the bend. You used to laugh out loud, but you can't. And the whole world crumbles right beneath your soul.
We're the only ones that are around. We're the only ones that are around. It's Babylon.
This is Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI. I'm John Tesh. Welcome back to Intelligence for Your Life. And author Devin Gordon wrote this amazing piece about kids. I want to share it with you here. In the article, there are some ways he says younger kids are simply just awesome and certainly more mindful than us adults. For example, children, he says, are wired to live in the moment. You've seen this. I've seen this with my grandkids. The frontal cortex of their brain, which controls decision making and planning, has not fully developed. That explains why kids constantly need to be reminded to get ready for future baths and bedtime stories. If you ask the average 4-year-old about something that happened a month ago, Gordon says kids will talk about it as if it happened yesterday. But on the bright side, lots of studies have shown that people who live in the moment, they tend to be significantly happier, less stressed, compared to those who are always thinking about their next appointment or their next goal. And kids are masters at finding inner peace. Think about it. As adults, we tend to stress about every little injustice we experience, from being cut off in traffic to finding mistakes in our takeout order, having friends who regularly cause drama in our life. But if you pay attention to most kids, you'll find they're very good at discovering new things that make them happy and ignoring things that do not. They know instinctively that even though we can't control what happens to us in life, we'll always have control over how we respond to our experiences. In other words, if you choose to always focus on the negative, you'll likely be unhappy. Children, indeed, are wired to be awesome. I want to be a kid again, immediately.
There's always room for improvement. The John Tesh Radio Show. Intelligence for your life.
What you really like, baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. You are not the same. Time. So baby, this the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high, fading off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so baby, I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
101.1 CHFI.
Across the street, the river runs down in the gutter. Life is slipping away. Let me still exist in another place. Running on the cover of a helicopter blade. Flames are getting higher than ever. Burning down the bridges of my memory. Love may still be alive somewhere, somewhere. When they're down and only dim, 100 steel towns away. For the rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum. With the words I love, you're rolling off my tongue. No, never will I roam, for I know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, I'll descend. Photographs, kerosene, light of my darkness. Light it up, light it up. I can still feel a touch of your thin blue jeans. Running down the alley, I got my eyes all over you, babe. Oh, baby. Oh, the rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum. With the words I love, you're rolling off my tongue. No, never will I roam, for I know my place is home. Where the ocean meets the sky, I'll stand. I'll stand. In another place, I'm just yanking back the handle. The expression on my face. My rhythm of my heart is beating like a drum. With the words I love, you're rolling off my tongue. Oh, never will I roam, for I know my place is home. When the ocean meets the sky,
this is the John Tesh Radio Show on 98.1 CHFI. I'm sure you've heard of the placebo effect, right? When people are given a pill that does absolutely nothing, but they're told that it will relieve pain and they feel less pain. It is the power of suggestion, and the same holds true at work. Simply by suggesting that your employees are superstars, they're more likely to behave like superstars on the job. There's a book called Get Anybody to Do Anything, and it highlights a study in which assembly line workers were told their job was difficult. As a result, they performed poorly. But when workers were told the job was easy, productivity ended up shooting through the roof. You can even make it more personal. In one experiment, two equally capable workers were given nicknames. One was Flounder, the other was Falcon. I'll let you guess which employee performed better on the job. Many times, managers unknowingly set people up for failure. They'll hire somebody and tell them, boy, it's not going to be easy and the hours are long. Get ready. That person is now primed to feel like the job will be a nightmare grind and they'll have a harder time with it. So the experts suggest, instead of predicting difficulty and stress, set a positive expectation. Tell them, I know you can handle this and we're going to work well together. If you do that, the employee will believe you, you'll get along better, and their confidence will lead to higher productivity. And this goes beyond the workplace. Listen, you can use this mental technique on your family. If you say something like, the road trip to grandma's this year is going to be a blast. I've put in some stops along the way as surprises for you. See what I mean? Hey, I'm not sure about you, but right now, I am very excited about that trip to grandma's.
Intelligence for your life.
Facebook.com/John Tesh.
Thanks for listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
You can hear it every weeknight on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix.
98.1 CHFI. Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
Get groceries delivered across the GTA from Real Canadian Superstore with PC Express. Shop online for super prices and super savings. Try it today and get up to $75 in PC Optimum points. Visit superstore.ca to get started.
And here they come, the in-store pro line better. Walking towards the counter, ready to score gridiron glory. A few taps on their phone and now they're showing it to the cashier. Did you notice that speed? Folks, they created an NFL bet slip on the Pro Line app, and with one scan, the bet is placed. They're all set for kickoff.
Get same-day cash payouts. Download the app and bet NFL in-store with Pro Line. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Green Park's newest creation, Aquanova Condos, is set to energize the Mississauga skyline and waterfront. Inspired by the vibrant energy of Lakeview Village, this dynamic tower celebrates the harmony of community and culture by creating a symphony between nature and modern living. Condos at Aquanova start from the low 600s. This is your chance. Register now. Green Park, the people's builder.
You there, have you tried Subway's new Snackwich bundles?
Whoa, you're a bundle of energy.
But they're just $5.
Okay, chill.
There will be no chill. Get a toasty turkey ranch Snackwich with crispy potato rings. It's a bundle of a deal.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Or a hearty soup with a honey mustard ham Snackwich on Chabana. It tastes like a bundle of joy.
Yes, I get it.
It's delicious. And $5 at Subway.
Okay, bundle me in.
Price and participation may vary. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires February 16th, 2025.
Are you gonna say it?
Yes way.
This ad isn't funny or overly clever. There's no jingle, witty banter, or talk of some sort of clearance sale. Because like heart disease and stroke, which claim a life every 5 minutes, this message is deadly serious. At Heart and Stroke, we're funding and discovering medical breakthroughs to keep you and your loved ones alive. But we need all the help we can get. Go to heartandstroke.ca today. And together, we'll beat heart disease, beat stroke, and beat as one.
Hey, Sasquatch here. I've made a lot of friends working out at Planet Fitness. Let me introduce you to the Sasquad. First up, the kettlebell queen. She puts the fun in functional training. Next, Sir lifts a lot. He lifts a lot. And of course, the stretcher. Her flex, flexibility.
Get started at Planet Fitness today for $1 down and then $15 a month. Offer expires January 31st. $49 annual fee applies. See Home Club for details.
Find hot prices at Sobeys. This week, get family-sized, fresh, boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $4.88 a pound. Find even more hot prices in the Sobeys flyer and in-store. Restrictions apply. See in-store or online for details.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult or time-consuming? Then it's time to try Babbel. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. So with just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking in a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel, language for life. Right now, Babbel is offering radio listeners 55% off their subscription. Visit babbel.com/radio. That's BABBEL.com/radio for 55% off.
Swiss Chalet's Two Can Dine for $19.99 is here. Two quarter chicken dinners for only $19.99 ends February 2nd. So hurry in. Taxes extra. See participating locations for details.
98.1 CHFI.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman.
Like a woman.
Like a woman.
CHFI.
I love it when you just don't care. I love it when you dance like there's nobody there. So when it gets hard, don't be afraid. We don't care what them people say. I love it when you don't take no. I love it when you do what you want, 'cause you just said so. Let them all go home, we are late. We don't care what them people say. We don't have to be ordinary. Make your best mistakes. We don't have the time to be sorry. So baby, be the love of the party. I'm telling you to take your shot. It might be scary. Hearts are gonna break. 'Cause we don't have the time to be sorry. So baby, be the love of the party. Together we can just let go. Pretend like there's no one else here that we know. So dance for love as the club track plays. We don't care what the people say.
CHFI Toronto.
Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine, 'cause I got a belly and I got a bum, and I'm always jelly of all the other ones, but they itty bitty bellies and they're rum bum bum bums. I know that I should love myself, but it's getting kinda hard when you're constantly feeling like garbage. Know I shouldn't hurt myself, but I can't find a way to lose weight without literally starving. Every other song says I'm beautiful, but what if I don't feel like I'm beautiful? I wish my body image didn't say that I should be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine, 'cause I got a belly and I got a bum, but I can't be jelly of all the other ones. I'm not gonna ask for help, 'cause all you're gonna say is you're perfect and oh, you're so worth it. But sometimes I hate myself, I get inside my head and I think that I somehow deserve this. Every other song says I'm beautiful, but what if I don't feel like I'm beautiful? I wish my body image didn't say that I should be another kind of way. Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine, 'cause I got a belly and
98.1 CHFI.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view.
On your radio.
The all-new Seeker app.